we hope that these public sector jobs will have a beneficial spin-off for other local businesses, and it opens up the possibility down the line for further local civil servants to transfer within and across the department so that they can be closer to home.
Strabane had been supposedly first in line for major developments, but Dard decided instead to locate a substantial development at the old Shackleton Barracks in Ballykelly. Are these 40 jobs something of a sop to Strabane to make up for the fact that it's lost the big one?
No, absolutely not, Donal. I wouldn't say that. I would say these are jobs that are already out there in the ether, and the opportunity will exist for people who want to relocate here. I don't believe it's in any way a token to the Dard headquarters not being relocated here. I think that the Minister, Michelle O'Neill, has done something that other ministers, I would ask them to follow her lead in terms of decentralisation. She's the only minister that I know that has started to do this, and that has to be welcomed overall.
She says she hopes to have something concrete in place within a year and a half to 2 years. Do you believe that a timetable will be lived up to, and we will see a Dard direct office in Strabane by May 2015?
Yeah, I did press her on that, and she is firmly committed to that, and I will, as the MLA for the area, be supporting her of that, as other councillors and MLAs within the party will be doing so also.